Hi, my name is Oni Inyado, and I'd like to warmly welcome you to the Distinction in Leadership show. In these weekly podcasts, I serve, speak, and share on all things leadership. As mentioned, my name is Oni Inyado, and I'm a global leadership speaker, entrepreneur, life coach, and author. From my message of distinction, I speak on corporate, educational, and business platforms around the world, teaching and coaching people how to become distinguished in their chosen field. First and foremost, may I say a happy new year to you. This is my third podcast of 2017, and from the bottom of my heart, I'm wishing you a productive, prosperous, and peaceful 2017. Speaking of which, I've called 2017 the year of creative distinction. The year of creative distinction. And I'm 100% certain that 2017 will be my year and your year of creative distinction. Speaking of which, the title of this podcast is What's Your Creative Distinction? What's Your Creative Distinction? I have no doubt that we are living in the most exciting period in recent history. I believe in what's been happening around the world, both politically and economically. Now is the time for the impossible to become possible and for people like yourselves and me to give birth to distinct creative ideas that will bring positive, prosperous and productive change to cities, countries and continents too. So, with this truth, as an entrepreneurial leader, what do you see? Do you see opportunities and possibilities, or do you see obstacles and problems? You may not see yourself as an entrepreneurial leader, but my two quotes which I will share with you will give you insight, ideas and illumination on the essence of leadership and entrepreneurship. My first quote, which I penned in 2013, is, "An entrepreneur is a leader of excellence, trailblazer and pioneer who constantly brings change to their generation." An entrepreneur is a leader of excellence, trailblazer and pioneer who constantly brings change to their generation. And in 2015, I penned the following. Leadership isn't about age, but rather, leadership is about influence, impact and inspiration. Leadership isn't about age, but rather, leadership is about influence, impact and inspiration. So, concerning what's your creative distinction, the reason you need to give birth to a distinct and creative idea are four reasons. One, people are waiting for your idea. Two, the global market is now local. Three, if you don't birth and run with your idea, someone else will. And four, there's actually no more space to think small. I say again, people, countries, continents, cities are waiting for your distinct innovative idea. So don't worry about not having enough money or having the resources or networks. Do what you can now. Two, the global market is now local. Whether we like it or not, the global market is now local and the local market has gone global. Three, if you don't birth and run with your idea, guess what's going to happen? Someone else will. So that idea that you think is a simple idea, if you put it to the side, someone else will run with it. And guess what? It will be shoulda, coulda, woulda, rather than leadership, leverage and learning. Four, there's actually no space to think small. So I really want to challenge you concerning your creative idea. It's time to give birth to it so you can be a reference point for generations to come. As I said, I believe we're in a time, exciting time at that, where people who were previously not known would give birth to distinct creative ideas that will not only change their specific industry, but change other industries and for them and the mindsets of people too. So it doesn't matter if you're listening to the podcast in Los Angeles, Lagos or London, without any shadow of a doubt, if you think that you're unknown, once you give birth to a clear defined vision, which is a creative distinction, you will become a reference point and a known in your industry. The vision of an entrepreneurial leader is what will ultimately distinguish them. So with this truth, I want to tell you today that time is a key to distinction. So wasting time on wrong things or wrong people will be detrimental to your discipline and desired development. I say again, time is a key to distinction. So wasting time on wrong things or wrong people will be detrimental to your discipline and desired development. So with this truth, dear leader, your distinction will come from working your plan A rather than wandering on plan B. I say again, your distinction will come from working your plan A rather than wandering on plan B. I'll give a real life example. So early last year, 2016, I was homeless and I had a choice. Go back to my part-time job and start all over again, which I would have to be start all over again, or take a step of faith and go through my wilderness to my promised land, so to say. And I had to take that step of faith and I did work on my plan A. It was hard. It was difficult, but I saw the end goal. I saw the end vision. I saw the impact, the influence and the inspiration for future generations to come. I saw the wealth creation. So I had no choice but to work on my plan B rather than wander on plan B. Sorry, work on my plan A rather than wandering on plan B. So dear leader, your distinction will come from working your plan A. Focus on your plan A. Or I should start, find your plan A. Focus on your plan A and finish your plan A. I say again, find your plan A, that creative idea. Focus on it and finish it. But don't wander on your plan B. And dear leader, in 5 minutes, you should know if people have confirmed, calculated and considered your vision. Dear leader, in 5 minutes, you should know if people have confirmed, calculated and considered your vision. If and when. Once you give birth to your creative distinction, not everyone's going to be happy, not everyone's going to be respect you, not everyone's going to regard you. So when you're conversating on or offline, within 5 minutes, it's vital that you should know if people have confirmed, calculated and considered your vision. Remember, time is a key to distinctions though, so don't waste your time. Don't waste your time with people who haven't confirmed, calculated and considered your vision. In truth, it won't be about how long one has been in their industry or how many qualifications one has, but rather it will be about, it'll be about the distinct innovation birth, which will empower others to be qualified in distinction. So with this truth, dear leader, creativity is your currency that should pay for the innovation of others. Creativity is your currency that should pay for the innovation of others. Right now in 2017 and beyond, the greatest currency is not the dollar, the pound, the yen, the naira. One of the greatest currency is creativity. And as an entrepreneurial leader, what will distinguish you is if your creative idea will pay for others, not literally play, but challenge others to be innovative too. In the last few years, social media has become a way of life. And with this truth, in the 21st century and beyond, the entrepreneurs and leaders that we will respect, regard and recognize would be the ones who constantly share direct, deliberate and distinct thought leadership. So concerning your vision, your creative distinction, your creative idea, social media is more than just social media. Social media is your website. Social media is your CV. Social media represents your brand. So don't be afraid to constantly share direct, deliberate and distinct thought leadership. So there you have it. We have entered an era of creative speed and creative distinction. So, what are you conceiving? What are you believing? And what are you achieving? Remember, people are waiting for your distinct idea. Leadership isn't about age, but rather, leadership is about influence, impact, and inspiration. And an entrepreneur is a leader of excellence, trailblazer, and pioneer who constantly brings change to their generation. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. Please do feel free to leave a comment, download the Podbean app on your smartphone or tablet, and here's to your continued success, distinction style. Thank you for listening.